tell you all the story. The story of a fine alpine milkman, Celia, and how they covered him with glory. With his fine alpine milk can. Do you know? Everybody in the land just adored him for his yodel loud and clear. And do you know, everybody in the land would applaud him any time that the old alpine milkman came near.
For he captivates the ladies with his yodel-y-hoo, yodel-y-hoo, yodel-y-hoo. And with them he plays Hades with his yodel-y-hoo, yodel-y, yodel-y-hoo. Now every time he meets a flapper, he gives her a little thrill. He takes her out to supper, and he always pays the bills with his yodel-y, yodel-y-hoo.
Now this milkman was a wandering fellow, 'cause he took a big trip in a broken-down yellow. Here's an English lad, who'll tell you some troubles he had.
And he went to Piccadilly with his yodel-y, yodel-y-hoo. To see what he could see, he drove the ladies crazy with his yodel-y-hoo, yodel-y-hoo. Oh my goodness. Then he strolled past Lion's Corner House and on to Petticoat Lane, don't you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hoping to find lots of people to sell his milk and butter and eggs to.
Yeah.
But he found instead the old king's horses with his yodel-y-hoo. Frightfully embarrassing, don't you know, when he went on his way again, the silly ass.
But what will become of our milkman? The only one to know is the old maestro. He'll explain how the story ends.
Now the people soon grew tired of his yodel, doddle, doddle, dee. Yodel, doddle, doddle. They've got the old maestro doing a bit of a yodel. And good old Satan quiet for his yodel, doddle, doddle, dee. Yodel, doddle, doddle. Will somebody please stop me? And so they sent him down to dear Hades, bidding him a fond farewell. Now the moral of this story is that lots of grief can come from a little bit of lemon in your tea.